Hi there, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Lupe speaking on a recorded line.
Hi Lucas, this is Ahmad with Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line. Her name is Carianda Keisha Ra.
Oh, I see. I have spelled her first name as Kerionda. And then Keisha is her middle name?
That's correct.
Okay,
And
so I
it's going to be Ra, R like Romeo, A like Alpha, and then two H's like hotel.
Oh, perfect. And then can you confirm her phone number, please?
The phone number is 832-879-0982.
Perfect. You can transfer over, Ahmad. Thank you so much.
He's on the line now. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Keisha, how are you
Good
doing
morning.
today? Good morning.
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing good myself. Thank you for asking. Once again, my name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Am I correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim already, Keisha?
No.
All right, so that would be a no. And then this question is kind of similar to what I just asked, just a little bit differently. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, Keisha, you have not signed documents with another law firm? Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. So you are willing to affirm. And then have you used have you used hair relaxer chemical or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I used it 8 years, for 8 years.
For 8 years. Okay, but you did use it for within the last 20 years, correct?
The last 20 years? No, after I got diagnosed with it, no, I haven't used it after that.
Oh, no, I'm asking, did you use it within the last 20 years? That would be a yes,
The last
correct?
20 years?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I see. Sorry, I know that was kind of a little tricky question. Sorry about that. And then were you or a loved one diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Can you repeat that? The phone
Yeah.
was cutting out.
No, you're fine. Can you hear me a little bit better?
Yes.
Yeah. Were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
And then, if you don't mind me asking, what were you diagnosed with?
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Ovarian cancer? Okay, I see.
Ovarian cancer, I'm sorry.
See. No, you're fine.
I always get
Sorry.
that word messed up.
No worries. I'm really sorry to hear that. Alrighty, I'm just gonna put this down here for you. Ovarian cancer. And then, if you don't remember the
It
phone.
sounds like you're far away from your phone.
All right, let me put this a little closer. Is this better?
Yes.
All right, sorry about that. Do you know by any chance the ovarian cancer subtype? And if you don't, it's totally fine.
Yes, serious ovarian cancer.
Serious.
It's
Alrighty.
SEROUS.
Alrighty. I see. All right, and then I'm assuming you're filing this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, what do you remember the year and month you were diagnosed with the ovarian cancer?
Yes, I was diagnosed with it October 9th, 2023.
All right, October 9th, 2023. I'm just going to put this down here for you on the intake. 10-9-2023. All righty. And then, do you recall the name of the doctor who diagnosed you with the ovarian cancer?
Yes, the doctor name is Dr. Edward Allen.
Edward Allen. Okay. And then what state was that in?
Bakersfield, California.
All righty. Oh, I found him here. Edward Allen, MD. All righty. Put this name here for you. Alrighty, and then do you remember the name of the facility where he diagnosed you, like the hospital name?
Yes, it's Bakersfield Memorial Hospital.
Alrighty. Alrighty. All right, Memorial Hospital. Is that in 420 34th Street, Bakersfield?
Yes.
All right, thank you for confirming that. Just gonna copy and paste the address here for you. Bear with me here. All right, and then I'm just gonna copy and paste the phone number here on Google. I just want to confirm with you, it's 661-327-4647.
Yeah.
Right, thank you. California. Alrighty, next question here. Did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, I use it 3 to 4 times a month.
Oh, okay, I see. 3 to 4 times a month. So that would be a yes. And then on average, how many times per year did you use a hair relaxer before you were diagnosed?
About like 50 to 60 times. I did it every week.
Oh, I
because I
see.
like
So
my
this is
hair
like,
straight.
I see. So this is like a weekly thing. So, okay, I see. Let me try to help you out with that math here. So you said like, how many times per week you said you would do it? Like once per week?
Once per week, yeah, because I use it 3 to 4 times a month.
Alrighty. So there's 4 weeks in a month. So that would be 4 times per month, it looks like. So we multiply 4 times 12. Let's see here. So that's 8. That'll be 48 times on average per year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Alrighty, thank
Because I
you
use
for.
it every week.
I see. No worries. I'm just wanted to confirm that here with you. So I got 48. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then, can you please confirm your date of birth?
March 14th, 2002.
So I got March 14, 2002.
Yes.
Alrighty. So 3/14/2002, and then were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Alrighty. And then this is just a referral question. Did you happen to know any other friends, family, or loved ones that also use the hair relaxer and may have been affected?
No.
Alrighty. Put an A. Alrighty. And then it's asking, what state did you use the hair relaxer? Was this in California?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then here is just asking for the usage years for the hair relaxer, like the year you first started using it and the year you stopped using it. So we're first going to start off with the year you started. Do you recall the year and month?
Yes, it was June 7th, 2015.
Alrighty. And that's when you started, okay. And then what was the month and year you stopped?
September 11th, 2023.
Alrighty, I'm just gonna put that in here for you. Six, 7, 2015. And you stopped using it in September 11, 2023. Alrighty. So I got you first started June 7, 2015, and then stopped in September 11, 2023. Thank you for confirming. And then how often did you use or apply these products? Was this like I recall you saying this was like a weekly thing because it's saying weekly, monthly, 4 times per year. This was a weekly thing, correct?
Yes.
All right, thanks for confirming. And then it's asking how many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer products? So it looks like it was around 8 years. Was that like 8 consecutive years that you used them?
Yes.
All righty. And then, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
It was home.
Home? Okay. And then it's asking here, do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No.
Alrighty. And then, do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
No, I don't have no, I threw all of that away.
No worries.
Didn't think anything of it.
No, I see. I would do the same thing. I don't really like keep any of my receipts or anything like that as well, so I totally understand that. So I'm gonna put no for that. And then
Yeah.
which brand name products have you used? I'm gonna name a few here that I have here on the list. It's saying Dark and Lovely, Motions, Organic Root Simulator, Soft and Beautiful, Just for Me, Optimum, Cantu Shea Butter, Affirm, TCB. It goes on. What was like the product you mainly
Dark
use?
and it was dark and lovely.
Dark and Lovely? Okay. Alrighty. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Was more than 2 years,
More than 2 years,
two or
right?
more
Yeah,
years.
I see. Okay. So that would be a yes. And then, it's asking here, what type of treatment did you receive? Did you receive like any chemotherapy, any pain medication?
Yes, I did chemotherapy, hysterectomy, and I got pain medication.
I see. Got chemotherapy. Do you remember how many cycles?
I did 6 sessions in 3 months.
Cycles? Okay. Thank you for confirming that. I'm just gonna put this in here for you. Pain medication. All right, so pain medication. All right, and then it's asking here for the treatment date. It could just be an estimation if you don't really recall, but was this like a few days after you got diagnosed when you received the treatment?
A few weeks. It was October 22nd, 2023.
Okay, no worries. So I'm gonna put down 10. Would you want to go with 22 or 23?
22.
22. Okay, and then we got up 2023 for treatment day, and then for the treating doctor name and address, would that be the same one who diagnosed you?
Yes.
Alrighty, I'm just gonna do a little copy and pasting here for you. Bear with me here. Just gonna go to the top. Name is Edward Allen, who treated you as well. Let's see. Got his address up here as well, which is 420 34th Street, Bakersfield. Got his phone number as well. Alrighty. Phone number. Alrighty. And then just for the recorded line, can you please confirm your gender?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then can you, all right, so I got this. I'm just gonna reconfirm it with you. The first spelling of your name, I have it right here. It is KERIONDA. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And then your middle name, I got Keisha, which is KEISHA. Thank you. I'll put that here. Got your last name as RAHH. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. Putting that here for you. Alrighty. And there's no suffix in your name, correct? Like a no junior, senior, the second or third.
No.
All right, thank you. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up the medical records, can you please confirm your social security number?
It's 624-31-6677.
All right, I'm just gonna repeat this for you, okay? It's 624-31-6677. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. All right, and then I already have a primary contact email here on file. I just want to see and confirm if it's correct. I got the spelling as KERIONDARAHH, the number 12 at iCloud.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And then the primary phone number I have here is 832-879-0982. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And then is that phone number a mobile home? Oh, sorry, is that a A mobile phone?
Yes.
Alrighty. And then soon as I click the submit button here on the intake, it's going to send over some documents, which is going to require some signatures from your part. After you sign them, a couple of business days, the attorneys are going to reach out to you to let you know the next steps. What is the best contact preference for you? Phone, text, or email?
Text.
Text? Okay. And then what would be the best time of day for it only lets me choose one. Morning, afternoon, or evening to receive that text?
Morning is fine.
Morning is fine. Okay. All right, and then here is just asking for your primary contact address. Can you please provide me with that?
It's 2804 Mount Vernon Avenue, Bakersfield, California.
Can you spell
I'm sorry.
Oh, Vernon, you said?
Vernon.
Oh, I got it here. Bakersfield Avenue, right? 2804 Mount Vernon Avenue, Bakersfield, California.
Yes, 93306.
93306. Okay. And then there's no unit number, apartment number, correct?
No.
All right, and then state California, and then it's a house. So I'm just going to repeat this one more time, okay? It is 2804 Mount Vernon Avenue, Bakersfield. And then it's the county is Kern County, California, 93306. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that. And then do you have a copy of the medical records for the ovarian cancer?
The doctor does. The hospital
the doc-
does.
Oh, okay. So you do know they exist. Okay. And then if you were to able to obtain them, what would be the best way for you to provide these medical records? Would it be by mail, electronically, or both?
Electronically.
Electronically.
No, actually both.
Both? Okay. No worries. I'm gonna put both
yes.
on here. And then... Sorry about that. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional on your part. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
No, not at the moment.
Not at the moment. Okay, no worries. Not applicable. Alrighty. All right, you did so great. Yeah, it looks like we're done here. I'm just gonna put you on a quick 30-second hold. I'm just gonna make sure I didn't miss any anything I needed to fill out on my end on over here on the intake, but everything's looking great. It looks like everything is filled out, but I'm gonna put you like in a quick 30-second hold, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right, everything's looking good on my end. Just hit the submit button. It's loading on my end. It's just waiting to see if you receive it or not. All right, it says it went through successfully. And then I sent it through text and your email as well. It's under Guadalupe at masstortstrategies.com.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, thank you. And then while you look at those documents, I'm going to be prepping up a text message providing you with the attorney's information, okay? And that's going to be on my direct number as well. So if you have any other questions, you can feel free to call or text me on that one, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so take your time. I'm going to put myself on mute on my end, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Alrighty, Keisha, looks like it says completed on my end. So you did a great job. You did it pretty fast. So basically, that's basically it on my end. All that's basically is gonna happen now in a couple of business days. The attorneys are gonna reach out to you. Pretty like I said before, basically letting you know the next steps. But I just want to confirm with you before I let you go. Did you receive a text message on my direct number?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Well, yeah, that's basically it. Do you have any other questions for me, Keisha, before I let you go?
No.
All right, perfect. Well, that was basically it. You have a blessed day, Keisha. It was a pleasure talking to you. And yeah, you have a blessed day, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.